More unrest in Syria and Yemen, a fragile ceasefire in Libya, nation-building violence in Egypt. What or who is next?
This government is a police state masquerading as a theocracy, and we need it to be reformed entirely. We need freedom of press, we need freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, we need check and balances of the government. We need a written constitution.
That's Saudi human rights advocate Mohammed Khatani, one of the quiet voices of opposition in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia's absolute monarchy has held power much longer than the likes of Gaddafi or Mubarak, about as long as the U.S. has been that nation's closest ally. All eyes on the aging king. Is the House of Saud in order? The king and Obama. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. In the changing of the guard across North Africa and the Middle East is the center of mass in Saudi Arabia. A discussion this morning on Monday, April 11th.
At the top of the headlines, though, is the federal budget. We now have a budget for 2011 that'll head off to Congress today. And in the meantime, President Obama is setting his sights on the long-term financial agenda for the country. His advisor David Plouffe tells Fox News the president has some problems with the Republicans' budget plan for 2012.
That plan would give the average millionaire over $200,000 in tax cuts, but ask a lot more of senior citizens. It would double their health care costs, $6,000 a year down the road, cut education, cut energy investments at a time of record gas prices.
President will unveil his debt reduction plan later this week. His budget proposal is expected to put new limits on Medicare and Medicaid, reform Social Security, and raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans. He'll also suggest cuts to military spending, which now stands at almost $700 billion. A 6.6 magnitude aftershock shook Japan this morning on the one-month anniversary of the earthquake and a tsunami that caused more than $310 billion in damage. Earlier, the country held a moment of silence for the 28,000 missing or dead from last month's twin disasters. And in a visit to the country's hardest-hit northeast, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan promised survivors that the government would not abandon them. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has accepted a political roadmap proposed by the African Union. That plan calls for an immediate ceasefire, cooperation with humanitarian aid groups, and dialogue with the rebels, but it doesn't require Gaddafi to step down. Guma Al-Gamati is a representative of the Libyan opposition. He tells our partner, the BBC, that he will not accept a deal that keeps Gaddafi or his sons in power.
He will play every single trick he could come up with to just get off the hook, get the international community off his back, and try to regain some sort of power and control in Libya again.
The rebels made new advances over the weekend when NATO stepped up airstrikes in Ajdabiya.
To Egypt now, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors investigating his finances. Reading an emotional statement on state TV, Mubarak said he has only one bank account in Egypt and nothing in foreign bank accounts. He and his family, he said, are hurt by the allegations of corruption. To Ivory Coast, the United Nations and France fired rockets on incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo's residence, where Gbagbo has been hiding in a bunker for nearly a week. And a woman has been arrested in Paris after taking part in a protest against a new French law banning full-face veils. The ban, the first of its kind in Europe, went into effect today. 26-year-old South African golfer Charles Schwartzel won the Masters tournament this weekend by just two strokes. Tiger Woods finished in a tie for fourth place. And gas prices are up 19 cents per gallon. That's in the last 3 weeks, but up 91 cents from a year ago. How are markets taking that? Asian markets, European indices mixed. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,380. The S&P opens at 1,328. And the NASDAQ starts trading at 2,780. Oil at $111 a barrel. That's where it's trading this morning. Coming up, Egyptians demanding an investigation into corruption by former President Mubarak. He's proclaiming his innocence. We'll look at the next steps for Egypt as it pushes towards nation building. Tomorrow marks the 150th anniversary of the start of the American Civil War. A look at Fort Sumter later this hour. But first, a review of that very important relationship, our alliance with Saudi Arabia. Martin Indyk joins us in a few minutes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.